In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, because Lent is a special time, a time of conversion and detachment from sin, the soul speaks. The soul speaks more. Sometimes the soul says, it's impossible. I cannot change my life. But Jesus says, things that are impossible for men are possible for God. Sometimes our soul says, I am too tired. But Jesus says, come to me all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Sometimes the soul says, nobody really cares for me, nobody really loves me. But in the Gospel of St. John, we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for our salvation. Sometimes the soul speaks more and says, I cannot go on. But Jesus told St. Paul, my grace is enough for you, for power is at full stretch in weakness. Sometimes the soul says, I cannot do it. But St. Paul wrote, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Sometimes he says again, I cannot forgive myself. But St. Paul wrote, those who are in Christ Jesus are not condemned. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. And sometimes the soul says also, I feel all alone. But God says to the soul, I will never fail or abandon you. The transfiguration of Jesus in our gospel today is not just about Jesus. It is also a vision of the glorious future to which we are all called. But we encounter difficulties and negativities, and we get hurt going through life. Then we have a choice. We have this choice, either to stay in discouragement, or we can choose to remember who we really are, children of God, since baptism. And that the glory of the transfigured Jesus reaches each of us. We can choose to think in negative ways, or we can choose to remember the encouragement we receive from our Lord when he says in a letter of St. John, we are already children of God, but what we are to be in the future has not yet been revealed. All we know is that when it is revealed, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he really is. We shall be like him. So, the glory of the transfigured Jesus is awaiting each of us, thanks to our baptism. So then, for one who believes, there is no room for darkness. We may be tempted to think negatively because of sad events that occurs to us, or what happens in the world, or even, unfortunately, in the church. But let us not forget our dignity of children of God, no matter what happens, no matter what others think of us or say to us. This gospel gives us an insight into what God has prepared for us. St. Paul says, the grace had already been granted to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has only been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. God's grace has been granted to us before the beginning of time. Let us imagine that since the beginning of time, God had you in His plan and had His grace planned for you. Since the beginning of time, God planned to transfigure us through His Son, Jesus. The disciples, the three disciples who experienced Jesus' transfiguration, had to come down the mountain and return to normality. But they remembered the transfiguration. Like them, we live in normality, but we believe and know that God has prepared great things for us. We know that the transfiguration prepared the disciples for the scandal of the cross. We know that the transfiguration prepared us to see God face to face in heaven. Celebrating Jesus' transfiguration early in Lent reminds us of what comes after the cross, because it reminds us of the glory of Jesus risen from the dead. In the worst moment of pain in our existence, may we not sink in despair, but remember the encouragement we receive, and that God has destined the glory of the transfiguration for each of us. You see, dear faithful, we can both go up or go down. We have to make a choice. We can spiritually progress, but we can also, unfortunately, spiritually regress. We can be transfigured by the grace of God, or we can be disfigured by the attachment to sin. And like progress, regress is not sudden and dramatic. Regress is step by step. It's like a slope, a slippery slope. So let us take heart. Let us remember that being discouraged during Lent may be just the result of the human condition, or it may be the devil trying to lead us away from God and to lead us into despair. A bit of difficulty in keeping a good Lent is not unusual, but a victory without battle is not a real victory. The battlefield makes the victory more meritorious and more beautiful. It is why we ask for God's help and we trust Him to give the graces that are necessary for our sanctification. Take heart, keep the faith, and make a good Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.